This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And that's Dennis Halnon. He's one of the employee owners at Tab. He comes in and helps me out with your computer comments, questions, and concerns. And we're going to be here till 11 o'clock. We're both live here in the studio. We survived the storm. I've survived it twice. 860-522-9842 is the number. I was down at a Geek Confab in Orlando. And so we flew into the storm. And then I got home last night late, flying into the storm.
Wow.
But it was a nice day to hang out with 5,000 of your friends and geekdom, talking about all things security and network monitoring and you name it, service support, the whole thing of our industry. And it was an interesting few days down there. So just so you know, shaking hands is alive and well. Didn't see a couple masks were down there, but pretty much everything is back to normal. And these people were coming from all over the planet. I mean, it was all over the world. It was a great, great conference. But as usual and customary, we have our technology news of the morning, and this is something that both Dennis and I kind of chuckle about all the time, right, Dennis?
Yeah. Well, most of you have probably heard of the crypto winter that's going on because cryptocurrencies are losing value and have for most of the year,
right?
If not since the beginning of or the end of last year. Right. Well, in addition to just being crypto winter, we now have a smoking crater in the middle of crypto world.
Yes.
In the form of a company called FTX.
Yeah. And Dennis, you were saying off air that even in Major League Baseball, these baseball players had FTX.
Not the players, the umpires.
Oh, my gosh.
They all had FTX logos on them all season.
I didn't even know that.
You didn't even notice?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
Didn't watch a lot of baseball because, of course, Nesson I can't get with YouTube TV. It's a whole thing. The Red Sox kind of stunk. Why watch them?
I watched some of the Mets until they collapsed, and that was all right.
So FTX, this is a company that started in 2019.
Yep.
By some kid named Freed. Well, I like to say fried because you're going to hear the story.
Yeah.
Started a cryptocurrency exchange, as it were. And so what happened?
Well, it seems like he had set up both this exchange, which is supposed to be liquid, where the customer's money is kept in the form of their own private cryptocurrency.
Right, he created
FTT.
his own little crypto thing.
Right.
Hey, we're going to call it FTT.
Right.
You give me real money. I'll convert that into FTT.
Well, you could also turn in Bitcoin and get FTT.
Take the fake money and turn it into this fake money.
You could take Ethereum and change it to You can exchange all kinds of stuff, but the currency that they were using to measure everybody's holdings was FTT.
I wonder if I created a coin called Ding Dong Coin, how well that would go.
I would think you'd probably get some buyers out there because there's some people stupid enough to go for it.
All right. So they've got this FTT coin, which is kind of important. So go ahead.
Right. Now, this guy understands that you can't take liquid currency and then spend it or invest it elsewhere. You have to leave it alone so that you can cash out customers whenever they're looking for their money.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now,
it's logical.
He created this combination hedge fund and venture capital firm called Alameda on the side to do that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Now, because crypto winter set in, he has been using that fund to bolster other cryptocurrencies and other cryptocurrency firms because he's trying to shore up this market.
The fake money market. You got to make sure
all his money is in.
You got to pump it up. A lot of enough suckers in there, enough suckers to buy enough coin. We got to have the other suckers who bought the coin. I got to use their coins to pump up the coins, right? It's a nice circular sucker. It's just, there's a term for it, but I'm not going to say it on the air. But one guy is helping another guy, and they're both helping the same coin go up in value, but you can't do that.
Right. Now, a lot of these other funds and exchanges and whatever that he had invested in all collapsed.
Of course.
Okay. And now his that Alameda fund is like holding the bag. So what did he do? He took a bunch of those FTTs
in his exchange
over at the exchange company, which isn't supposed to be touched, and he slid it over to Alameda
to bolster his
fund.
Yes. This is Ponzi-ish, isn't it, Dennis?
Oh, I would say so.
Yeah.
Extreme. Enron-ish.
It's Enron-ish. So that's the beauty, though. Too many ding-dongs who invest in this don't know who Enron is, even though we brought it up numerous times.
Now, the catch is that he was counting those FTTs in both places at the same time.
That's a no-no.
And he had not told his own executives at the exchange firm that he had done it. Mm-hmm. So they had no idea that this had happened.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
so he had the books. He had some sort of books off the book type of transactions that he was doing.
Apparently,
he logged in one morning and moved. This place was incorporated in the Bahamas, of course.
Right. And well, the Bahamas are very interested in this, but I'm not sure how far they can go with an investigation.
Mm-hmm.
Now the feds are involved, too. Because one of his kind of rivals who had originally been a partner.
Yeah.
Who runs a company called Binance, which is a bigger and more worldwide exchange, was
just
going
waiting for
to,
their comeuppance next. But we'll
if you're in Binance, people, this is coming to you anyway. They were going to buy FTX to rescue it, but then at the last minute, they dropped out.
Right.
And they announced that they had found some problems at FTX, and that's what caused them to say no.
Right.
So now our government is asking questions about why Binance wouldn't buy FTX. What did you guys know that told you that you shouldn't buy this company?
Well, it's fake money.
Right.
I mean, I can make a coin right now, Dennis, and say it's worth $1 billion and buy FTX, right? Isn't that how it works?
Well, yeah.
Right?
That's cryptocurrency.
That's exactly right. And I guess big folks like Brady and some of these guys who were involved in pumping cryptocurrencies to the masses are going to lose actual real money. Sorry, guys. I'm not shedding a tear for you.
Well, the bottom line is that the owner of FTX and Alameda had been worth how many billions of dollars?
16 billions. That's the top 100 most rich billionaires out there. $16 billion. He went from $16 billion to zero. He's also the biggest loser ever of any billionaire to go from zero to zero.
$16 billion to nothing.
Right. Now, we could have both told you that he didn't really have $16 billion in any value anyways.
Right.
But somehow, now the government's like, this seems like a thing. Yeah, don't you think? But it's not regulated. So the government should be really sitting back and saying, look, there's people selling all sorts of snake oil, right? I mean, there's all sorts of AIDS and vitamins and billion-dollar industries based on nothing.
Right.
You just have expensive pee, right? So this is exactly it. This is expensive pee. Bitcoin is expensive pee, right? You're just buying something that somebody said at a value. This guy's literally just started it in 2019.
Right.
I'm going to start a coin. Okay, put all your money here. Okay, thank you. And now I'm going to start shoring up the other bit coin fiascos that are out there. So Warren Buffett keeps telling you this is not a thing. Just because he's old doesn't mean he's not right.
Right.
You know, we lived through Enron. We lived through SNL savings and loan debacles. Those are actual things on actual assets, you know? Enron was all fake. That was all creating a fake amount some sort of transfer of energy.
They were selling derivatives of energy investments.
Right.
Yeah.
Which was fake too.
Right. Exactly.
So that finally had its comeuppance. So FTX, the guy's going to be known for going from $16 billion to zero overnight. And he says he's sorry.
Well, I would think that he is one really very sorry dude because of all the money that he lost.
Well, yes. So again, we'll post some of these stories up there. They're everywhere. So don't let anybody tell you you weren't warned about fake money and cryptocurrency.
Right. And remember, everybody, this was brought on by the failure of other smaller exchanges,
stable coins,
and exchanges and other kinds of venture capital in cryptocurrency funds. This is just the start.
Right.
It's just the start. It's going to go away.
Right. They're all trying to.
It's not sustainable.
They're trying to support each other with their own fake money coins or these ridiculous schemes.
Right.
So, all right. There's plenty of other ridiculous financial schemes. Don't get us wrong. But this is like mind-boggling ridiculous to us. To me, personally. I mean, Dennis, too.
I'll speak for Dennis.
Maybe.
And it's this particular guy made the mistake of trying to bolster a market that was already starting to fail by using more of that market itself to try to shore it up.
I know. If I can't get $6 billion real dollars, I'll just use I'll use my token, and it's worth money, right? Yeah. That's what I'll do. So, all right. What else you got going, Dennis? Anything else interesting in the IT world?
Apple and Amazon are facing a lawsuit.
Okay. What's going on with those guys?
All right. Here's the thing. As of several years ago on Amazon Marketplace, there were a number of places you could get like refurbished Apple devices.
Yep.
Now there are seven.
So
they went from 200 to seven because they had this implicit agreement to reduce the number of marketplace vendors on Amazon so that the prices of Apple devices would be artificially
increased. Yikes.
So
it's a class action, right?
Yeah, it's a class action lawsuit, but I would think that there's probably going to be some kind of an investigation by the government too.
All right.
I would think it's coming.
Very good. All right, we'll put those stories up there and looking for you guys. Four lines wide open on this Saturday morning, 860-522-9842, and that is the number no matter where you are. We're also on Facebook page over at WTIC's Facebook page. If you want to check us out, post your questions out there. You can also email us in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com. We'll be right back. And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And we're going to be here until 11 o'clock. Four lines open for you guys. Feel free to get online. If you want to talk about anything when it comes to technology, we're happy to chat about it. 860-522-9842 is the number. And as we wait for your calls, do want to talk about two-factor authentication a little bit. That was one of the things they stressed at the confab down there in Orlando. You're going to be seeing, and we've seen it in our client base, if you're going to want to insure your company with cyber insurance of some kind, you're going to need to put two-factor authentication in place. Now, we've talked about it last week where there's two-factor fatigue, where the bad guys are literally hitting you at 2 in the morning trying to get you to tap your two-factor authentication to let them in. So don't do that. But two-factor authentication is really going to be a must no matter whatever you're doing going forward and with whatever product you're going to be accessing. You need to implement a two-factor authentication process with your employees. You just can't ignore it anymore. Yes, it's going to add a little bit of difficulty to their day.
Yep, it'll add a little difficulty. It'll add a little overhead when it comes to problems like, well, you just changed your phone.
Right.
So you got to download the app and then get it activated again. You know, I mean, we help out our customers with that all the time.
Right.
And I know it's a headache, people. We do know that, but it is better. It's more secure.
is necessary. And the other thing you want to start considering for your folks is security awareness training. These cyber insurance companies are going to not insure you for if you don't have these types of things in place. If you're not at least telling your people that, you know, wear the seatbelt. You know, you shouldn't be surprised you're flying through the windshield because you didn't put your seatbelt on, right?
Right.
So with security awareness training, they'll explain, and we do this for our customers, we explain kind of the things you're supposed to look out for, and then we'll also try to trick you on a regular basis with some of the pretty insidious ways these bad guys try to get your credentials. They, you know, I always joke on this show, you know, I ask people what their password is. I say that because that's exactly what the bad guys do. It's all they do.
Right.
They just ask you
for
their
password. That's the whole point of what they're doing to you.
Right. And so that's the issue you need to make sure people are aware of. If there's ever a time when you're receiving a link or you're receiving a request for credentials from something you think is authentic, you got to be a skeptic. You got to be more cynical than me, if you know how cynical I am.
That's hard to do, Eric.
It could be. It could be. I see how the sausage is made, though, Dennis. So assume you're being scammed, no matter what. We had a good example that was brought up by one of the cybersecurity companies that were out there that talked about how social media, right? So let's say, I mean, we're dealing with Twitter and Elon trying to make authentic Twitter sites, right? So, you know, let's say, you know, Tab Computer System is our Twitter account. Well, let's put it this way. Let's say you're in your internal company and on the internal Facebook page or LinkedIn account, you get a request from the president of your company through the social media company for a request. Now, that's your president telling you through LinkedIn or through whatever, Facebook, hey, please do this for me. I need you to do it. Now, if his account was compromised, you're going to be impacted. So you got to be careful with this. And the reason this was brought up is that if you don't have the next level of security, which is called zero trust in place, even the security awareness training we talked about, even two-factor authentication that we talked about, you can still be tricked into clicking on something you shouldn't be because this came from the president's Facebook page or the president's LinkedIn account. He messaged you or she messaged you and said, hey, do this for me. And you did because you're not going to not trust the president coming from that source. So there's many ways that these bad guys are getting at you. So we all have to start focusing on zero trust more than just detection and prevention. So lots of layers to this, guys. You know, we follow the NIST 800-171 approach for our clients, not to mention CMMC, DFARS, and ITAR, and all the things that other our military clients have to do. But it's minimally, no matter what industry you are in, whether you're, you know, at a convenience store selling, you know, milk for $6,000 a gallon, you still need two-factor authentication.
Absolutely.
That's the minimum thing. All right, let's go to your calls. We got Bob in Southington first. What's happening, Bob?
Hi.
Morning.
I made a terrible mistake of buying Office 365 with my new laptop a few months ago.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, and not enjoying it at all. I was wondering what it would take. I know I have to buy the one-time Office, but
yeah.
How do I get rid of Office 365?
Well, did you buy an annual subscription or a monthly subscription?
It's a monthly.
Okay. Well, you should be able to cancel that. But
yeah, you should be able to go to office.com. There will be a link to get to your subscriptions, and there should be a way to cancel it. We can look for an article from Microsoft on how to do it. I'm sure they've got something out there.
Yeah, they won't make it easy.
Right, but there will be a method to do it. And the good news is because you're on a monthly plan, you're not going to lose a lot. Now, if you had been on an annual plan and then you canceled it, you know, 6 months out from the end of it, I don't know if they would refund the 6 months. But
right, they're not going to refund anything either anyways, probably.
All right, will I lose any documents when I convert from the to the regular Office?
No.
Yeah, as long as you make sure your documents are local. That's the key.
Yeah, you don't. If you're on 365, they will have sold you on OneDrive Sync.
Right.
And you just want to make sure that everything is stored locally. Even if it's also out on OneDrive, make sure it's local.
On another drive, just the OneDrive.
Right. And have it like on a stick or something extra. Right.
So you're sure you know it's local. Then you load your new Office suite and you pay for it once and you're all set.
Oh, that sounds good. And then, will they still try to save files to OneDrive, or can I stop that?
You can stop that. They're going to try to automatically do it for you. You got to make sure you. Is there a setting that you can uncheck for that?
I think yeah. There is. What you do is you go down to the bottom right, and then you click on the little OneDrive icon to pop up the options, and then you go into settings, and then there will be an account tab.
Yep.
And in that account tab, you'll see a line that says unlink my account or something like that. It'll contain the word unlink, and that'll turn off the sync.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and do that then. Thanks so much for the help. I appreciate it.
All right, Bob. Good luck.
Absolutely.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Yep, bye-bye. And we have a story for you guys about 365 and
oh, we do.
How that sync can cause you some issues if you don't have a backup. You got to... I know, it's in the cloud, right? You thought it was backed up. It's not. So you got to make sure you have a third-party backup of your 365 instance. We can talk about that later. We're here till 11 o'clock. Get online. Four lines open for you. Make Carolyn work. You know, she's very nice to chat.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
With 860-522-9842, she'll get you online, she'll get you hooked up, she'll get you ready to go. We'll be right back after the news. Good morning. This is Computer Talk. I am Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And you guys, four lines wide open. Feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number, and we'll do our best to help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. And there was a question on the old Facebooks, right?
Yeah. We had somebody ask about the cable that Comcast provides for their modem to your router.
Yes.
And whether it's Cat 5. Or actually, I think it's probably Cat 5e.
Right.
And whether... better cable like Cat 6 or something even more recent would give you more speed or a better signal. Mm-hmm. And I just said no, because Cat 5e is capable over short distances of 1 gigabit.
Right, 1,000 megabits of performance.
Right, and that's going to be faster than your internet service will be. So the pipe exceeds what's going through it, you're fine.
However, we do see in our client base, folks, that we pick up new clients all the time, and you're looking at some of the things that are in their network, and you still find 10-100 switches.
Right.
And these companies have been supported by IT firms for years, and they still have 10-100 switches, and they wonder why they're not getting any performance out of their network.
Well, the real crime is you go on to, you know, Amazon, you want to buy a switch.
Yeah.
What are you going to see? You're going to see 10-100 switches.
And they're
still
$12.
Making them. They're still selling them. And they're cheap. Mm-hmm. So any business that's looking at the bottom line first is going to buy one of those.
Well, in this
and
case,
they don't realize they're creating a choke point somewhere in their network.
In this case, the poor company couldn't afford to replace the hardware because they're paying so much for their MSP services. So you've got all this equipment that needs to be upgraded, but they're giving the MSP all this... and very inflated MSP costs, and they can't afford to improve their infrastructure, which is not good. Mm-hmm. So we promised you, talking about a OneDrive sync issue as a way for your calls, 860-522-9842. So Dennis, we had a client that thought they were, you know, just doing their own thing, making an adjustment to some of their data in their 365 instance. Well, what happened?
Well, they had somebody who deleted some files.
Yes.
And he even got a warning from the OneDrive sync.
Yes.
Telling him that those files are going to be deleted at the source.
And
are you okay?
And
he said,
right.
Yes.
Not good. So they didn't have a backup of this. And so it was a big mess trying to recover that instance. So again, understand that if you have a cloud, anything. Right. If it's in the cloud, it doesn't mean it's necessarily backed up. It probably isn't. And some of the craziest things that we've seen is sometimes people are trying to back up to the same cloud, and that's not a backup.
Oh, no. Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah. So just because you have a backup, you know, if you're backing up Azure to Azure, I would contend you don't have a backup. I mean, you might deal with certain things as far as a RAID type of issue, RAID 1 type of scenario where you'd have a hard drive failure. You have your data in that type of mirrored environment, but
and that
Azure
isn't even
impacted,
that's not a backup either. That's just an availability issue,
right?
Not backup.
So when you're backing up, you got to back it up to a disparate secondary source that's not on the same cloud. Because if the entire cloud gets hit, it's going to happen. Where are you going to go?
And it also can't be continuously synchronized because of the fact that once you delete in one space, if everything is synchronized between both places, you've just taken it out of the other two.
Right.
You need to set it up so that there's like read only at some point.
Mm-hmm.
And then you don't have removal of data from your backup.
Right. You don't.
Everything is left behind in your backup, which is what a backup is for.
Right.
Go ahead. I was going to say my own computers at my home.
Yeah.
are synced with OneDrive for the documents, desktop folders, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I also have them backing up to a NAS drive at my house.
Right.
And that is a read-only process.
And that makes sense.
So everything I've got is backed up.
And the thing about even Azure and the Azure cloud, you know, they will charge you bandwidth to put it on the cloud, and they'll charge you bandwidth to back it up to another cloud. So they charge you coming and going. They'll charge you. I mean, there's actually tools out there that are designed purely to have you tune Azure so that, you know, if you think about your Nest thermostat, I was in these classes and watching these guys talk about this. I mean, these guys can definitely configure your thermostat to go back when you're not there. And the idea of this is having the technologies in the cloud, whether it be virtual desktops or servers, but you don't want them running at full speed and cranking while you're not there and not using them. And so there's all these tuning softwares out there where you've got 30 virtual desktops sitting out there in the Azure cloud running at 100%, or even not even that. 80% of them are available and you can burst to 100%. But people are coming and going and you got to pay for all this tweaking and turning them off when nobody's there, turning them on if someone wants, let's say an attorney wants to use it remotely on a weekend. Well, you got to make sure you got one sitting there running there for them, and that's churning up CPU. They charge you, by the way, for CPU, which is, you know, basically compute. They charge you for RAM. They charge you for storage. They charge you for the type of storage, whether it's solid state versus the old spinny, because what you're doing is using other people's computers.
Right.
and they're renting them to you. So instead of using your own hardware and having it just be there for you, you're using other people's. And it's just a disaster of how you have to manage that environment. Otherwise, you're just going to imagine I talk about jiggling the handle on your data for your cell phone. You got to jiggle your handle on your cloud because it's just going to go, your meter's just spinning. Or you just buy a machine. Have your own private cloud.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. That's crazy talk. Let's go to Chris in Watertown. Hey, Chris, what's happening?
I have a little problem with my HP LaserJet hooking up via Wi-Fi to my laptop, and when I hit the diagnostic thing on the printer, I could get a wireless network test report.
Okay.
And under the troubleshooting area, it says more than one access point / wireless router has been found that matches your wireless network's name. But when I look on my laptop or my phone, I don't see any duplicate names.
Well, I wonder if the printer is operating on two different frequencies. Mm-hmm. And it's detecting one access point that you have, which is also a dual frequency, and it's finding the two of them. But that printer should be able to arbitrate that. I would think so, because it would recognize, you know, this is network one on 2.4 gigahertz and then network one on 5 gigahertz.
Right.
And it should be able to know that those are two different things. It's attached to the same device, but it's two different things.
Unless you have two different SSID passwords for each one, did you configure two separate passwords for one for the 5G and one for the 2.4? Then it wouldn't negotiate it.
No.
It's the same password.
Okay.
The one thing that happened in between this point is I switched over to T-Mobile 5G internet.
Oh.
Which, by the way, was very fast and very cheap.
Nice.
But you can't run VoIP over it, voice internet phones.
Oh.
It's blocked.
Well, are you sure you can't get that unblocked? Because that does happen even with some other cable providers.
I was running it for like 3 weeks. I talked to everybody to a number of technical support guys, and finally I got one that said, hey, listen, it's blocked. I can't unblock it.
Hmm.
Wow.
That's disappointing.
That's very disappointing.
So that went back.
Yeah. But
when I called Comcast to say, get rid of these guys, I'm on 5G, they sent me over to Retention, who matched their price.
Yeah.
Plus, gave me a few months free.
Nice.
And sent me a new router.
It's amazing what competition will do, huh?
Yeah.
Chris? Imagine that, huh?
Yeah. Good.
So being lazy, I renamed the second router the same name as the T-Mobile 5G.
All right, so
is that the problem?
Yeah, you have to have two different names on. If you're talking about network names that are coming out of a particular device, yeah, you got to have separate names.
Unless they're a mesh network.
Unless it's intended to be a mesh, right? Yeah.
The device is gone, but you called it whatever SSID you called it, right?
Right.
Yes.
That's fine.
Yes.
That's just a naming convention. But the issue is it sounds like you've got a couple of devices, a couple of access points that are disparate.
That are
they're
broadcasting
not part of a mesh.
The same name, yeah.
Right. If they're part of a mesh
there's
network.
There's only one access point, I look on both my phone and on the laptop, it only shows the one name.
Can you choose which network you're going to go, 2.4 or 5G?
On the printer, yeah, I believe I saw that when I was playing with it.
All right, then choose the 2.4. Just choose one. Can you do that?
Yeah, hang on.
If you can choose it and set it, rather than having it negotiated, that might work for you. But yeah, that T-Mobile, I would think, I got to find that out, because having voice over IP over your cellular device there, that'd be nice to have. I can't believe they would block it, and why they would block it.
Mm.
Because they want to
calls.
The phone side.
Yeah, no, I understand, but you can't have it both ways. You're going to either give home internet or you're not.
So that would be in network setup.
Yeah. We're going to put you on hold as you go through this, Chris, right?
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to put you on hold. He's going to go play around and get that 2.4 gigahertz connection happening. And we got three lines open for you. We'll be right back. This is Computer Talk. And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. And we're on with Chris in Watertown, who's trying to figure out how to get his HP printer connected wirelessly. How you doing there, Chris? Were you able to select the type of network?
Yeah, I actually selected it, and then I ran the test again, and I got the same message.
And the message again is you have two networks.
Is more than one access point / wireless router has been found that matches your wireless network's name.
All right, it's definitely finding two different radio sources that are sending out the same name.
And they're not doing
it. No question about it.
Yeah.
When I go to the wireless setup wizard, it's only showing me One Big Daddy, which is the name of the network.
One Big Daddy?
Yes, that's the name of the network. It's only there once.
It's only there once, but it's somehow seeing it twice.
I mean, I can see everybody else in the neighborhood as well.
Right. All right, is there a chance to connect this printer wired? Just to ask. Is the router right next to the printer?
No, it's on the side of the house.
Okay. Sometimes a practical approach is the quickest. Okay. So there's something up with how that printer is seeing your network, and there's something up with how you've configured the network. But why would the printer care if his phones don't care? Why would the printer care if other devices don't care? Well, I don't understand that.
Can I just say it out loud?
Sure.
The Wi-Fi hardware that they put into printers is garbage.
Yeah.
It's garbage. That there's a reason we keep telling people to use wired connections instead of Wi-Fi on things, especially on things like this.
Because the odd thing here for you, Chris, and we were considering this during the break, is we're like, we're going to have you reset your whole network, right? That's really where we have to go here to figure out. On the printer.
Yeah.
To figure out why it's doing this. So you're going to tell you probably to default it, right?
Yeah. I mean, you may as well default the whole printer.
And just start fresh,
and then it will find whatever is there now as it is.
Right.
But I'm concerned that it keeps finding two different radio sources that are broadcasting the same name.
Right. Oh, we lost him.
Oh.
It's interesting that he dropped.
I wish we could have gotten the model of the printer. I can get him directions on how to reset it.
Call back, Chris. I don't know. Maybe Carolyn might have not knocked a button or something like that. But yeah, right. That's the key, right? Is to figure out why it's seeing two and not negotiating it automatically. Most, I mean, it's, unless it's a really old printer, you shouldn't have to tell it. And he told it, and it still wouldn't connect.
Yeah. It all comes down to the Wi-Fi hardware that they put into these things. I'm telling you, it's not good.
All right, let's go to Claire in Wallingford next. What's happening, Claire? Claire, are you there? Claire in Wallingford?
Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning.
So I was curious, is there a site that's safe to purchase things like electronic appliances, like, I mean, not appliances, but like computers, iPads, cell phones, that maybe were refurbished from manufacturers or checked out already by a computer person?
Checking out by a computer person is one thing.
One site, I wouldn't say that there is just one.
No.
One thing you can do is go to the manufacturers, and a lot of them will have what they call an outlet site, where they resell their own equipment that they have themselves refurbished.
Best bet.
That would be the place that I would go for anything refurbished.
Okay. All right.
And understand the warranties on refurbished is going to be like 90 days.
Or less.
Yeah. As is warranties.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you.
Yeah. Always go back to the source, the horse. All right.
Yep.
Have a good day.
You got it, Claire.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, because you got to be careful with the refurbished. Let's go on to Richard in Bristol. What's happening, Richard?
Hey.
You there, Richard?
This is my... Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You want to know what my issue is?
That's the way the show works. I mean, I'm not Johnny Carson.
I've been listening to you for the longest period of time. Your frequent caller, Bill in Windsor, is a good friend of mine.
Nice.
So my issue is that I have FTC Global.net emails, and I have a small business account with it as well. And then I subsequently got a customer that would call me and tell me that they kept getting bounced out of the email when they sent me an email. So I ended up contacting AT&T, which is the owner of the internet, and they ended up hooking me up with this company called Axiom Technologies. And they came in and they said they had to do all this purging of my computer because it was being attacked by something or other, and they charged me several hundred dollars to clean it up. And unfortunately, subsequently, I found out that customer still had the same problem because whatever it was that they weren't able to do, they weren't able to email to a .net. They could only do it to a .com.
Okay.
So I'm curious as to whether or not Axiom Technologies just is associated with AT&T. Did I get...
Did you get scammed?
Robbed?
Well, okay. So I'm going to assume a couple things.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to assume you called AT&T, you were speaking to AT&T, and I'm going to assume that the person at that other end of AT&T wasn't, as a side job, sending you to a scam site. Because the things you talked about, purging and all this kind of stuff, he might have been looking for what's called a mail relay. Maybe your computer was a bot of some kind, but for the spam houses of the world to think of your mailbox specifically that way usually is IP-driven. SBC Global itself would have to be considered spam for people to not be able to send to you. So that having them kind of do a dog and pony on you does sound like it probably was unnecessary because I don't know what they were doing, frankly.
Because there was a sales pitch, quite frankly. And with it, they showed me all of the other IPs that were adjusting my computer, and then it was, buy this for a year, buy this for 3 years, buy this for 5 years.
It might have been an AT&T guy that gets a kickback on referring people to this type of garbage. So you may not have been quote-unquote scammed. It could be a legitimate company selling you stuff you don't need. Yeah, come on. That's how America works.
well, we know. Yes.
Yeah, so I think you weren't purposely scammed. But I would tell you SBCGlobal.net, you probably want to consider getting away from that, Richard, and getting your own real mailbox someday. And that would be something like you want to get that over at Proton Mail.
Yeah.
and maybe get away from SBC Global at some point, because that may go away on you someday.
Yes, I've heard you say that several times, and I've been going to do it several times, but now I better do it.
Yeah. All right, Richard.
Thank you so much.
Hey, thanks for checking in.
Show you still. Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right, bye-bye. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock. One line open for you. Now you're all woke up. We knew you were there. Feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. This is Computer Talk. We'll be right back.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.